Hi there. Happy Sunday and welcome to Enter the Light. I'm Lynn Bleasdale and I'm here with an amazing team of Tony Jorgensen, Marianne Adams, Linda Irwin is with us, and there's Jessica Marie Tatro. And I don't know if, no, we're waiting for Elizabeth maybe to come on in the chat room, but we've got a lovely group here today, and we're talking about something that we can all use an exploration of, and that is the monkey mind. And what do we do about that, and how can we, does it want to be tamed? Do we live with it? How do we deal with that? But I want to just give a little bit of background into what is the monkey mind. And it's, if you think about a monkey, which should never really be kept as pets, but if you've got a monkey in your house, you're going to have chaos. And the monkey mind chatters, and whether it's self-criticism, whether it's worrying about how you look, it's a million different things that you can be distracting yourself from the present moment with, and it's usually something you've got no control over, and yet your mind keeps going back to it and back to it. It's the mind acting like an ill-behaved monkey, and it can pull you off course. It can pull you away from what you're trying to focus on. It can pull you away from being centered in love, because that monkey mind can also be the ego telling you tall tales, let's say. So when we're judging people in the moment and, going that, or maybe not just people, but circumstances too, like this is a bad thing and this is to be avoided, and it doesn't shut up. And I feel like I'm monkey minding this conversation because it feels like I'm going all over the place. You know, when you're caught up in the monkey mind, you can't keep your thoughts where you want them to be. And I want to just pass this around the table. And Tony, do you want to start and just talk about your experience and what you believe that to be? And yeah, take it away, Tony.
Okay. Hi, everybody. Monkey mind, yes. I fight with that constantly. Whether it's my mind is always going. And if I just would trust the first thing that comes into my mind, it would be a lot better. And I've gotten a lot better with it. But before I even realized what kind of powers I had, I think we all have them, or listened to what I was seeing or hearing, there was a lot of monkey mind going on. So I had to learn how to stop the chatter. Even as far as meditation goes, I really have a hard time meditating because I can't shut my mind off. So I've done something like the way I meditate is I need to walk, or I need to go to the park or walk my dog, and then I can zone out of the monkey mind. I have to be active while doing it. I can't sit down. So those are kind of things that I've learned with help with people like Lynn and Marianne. And I have to, I'm trying to learn to trust myself more, which is really hard to do. But I find if I don't do it, I am in a bad mood. That's crazy, huh? But it's true.
Yeah. It's an interesting thing. We've just had Jane Borowski join us. Hi, Jane. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you so much, and thanks for noticing.
Yeah, I'm learning the numbers, but yeah.
Very good.
So, Tony,
very good.
What do you do, Tony, when you're caught up in, do you have any, like, I know meditation is hard for a lot of people, and it might be that you think meditation is sitting there in the lotus position, with your fingers and an oval going Aum, which is actually, you do hair and makeup and stuff like that, right? And that in its, anything done in the moment can be a meditation.
Sure.
Bringing yourself back to
the meditations I do is I think of positive things and I'll do something positive. because even while I'm doing hair, sometimes I'll be doing hair next to somebody else and go, you know, start picking myself apart. Like, oh, mine doesn't look as good as that person. You know, the monkey mind is just crazy. I mean, it
takes
you everywhere. That's when I have to think straight. I call it thinking straight. So I just try to focus on a positive thing. Well, look how good that curl looks. Or look how pretty that is. And I'll even say it out loud while I'm doing somebody's hair. Oh, look, that curl is beautiful in your hair. And it helps to be able to get off of the negative and bring in positive forces, I feel. So I have to do that all the time. Even if I'm meditating or in a park or walking my dog, I have to get rid of negativity and just let positive go in, and maybe even just looking at the sky or looking at the flowers or looking at things around me to get out of the negative monkey mind shit. Excuse me.
Yeah. Absolutely. No, it's like bringing yourself back to gratitude, which is, you know, a really good way back to yourself.
Into a good space. Yeah.
I'm just going in order of people on the switchboard here, but Marianne, what are your thoughts on the monkey mind, and does it need taming, or is it?
Yes, my monkey mind is just constant. Yeah, and for me, it's when I want to try and meditate or do anything like that. I can't seem to turn my mind off, so I'm more like Tony, where if I can do kind of active meditation, then without even realizing it, you know, my monkey mind has kind of chilled out a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Have you read the Four Agreements, that book? You're familiar with it, right?
Yeah, a long time ago. I need to do it again.
One of the things I found... one of the things I used to find, I haven't really corrected it, but I have a better grip on it, is comparing oneself to others. And that'll get your mind racing like crazy, you know, not good enough, not this enough, not enough. It's a terrible track to be in. Who's next? Who we got? Linda's next. Linda, thoughts on monkey mind?
Well, first of all, I wanted to add that I was born in the Chinese year of the monkey.
Excellent.
So that already put me in a monkey state. But what I had to learn how to do was to be mindful, M-I-N-D-F-U-L-L, of the things that I wanted, the things that I wanted to attract to my life. Now, discipline with that can mean that you can multitask very well because your mind is full of the things you want to do, you want to create. So you may have six things going on at once, but they're all things that are going to be positive for you personally. And I can jump back and forth. Like, for example, I just finished doing a YouTube video. If I upload the video, I can go do something else. Like, I want the dishes washed because I have wanted to. So it's a matter of being able to jump back and forth, but within things that you wish to create. And then you don't have room for all the negative thoughts. There just ain't no room for them.
Absolutely. The monkey spirit animal represents intelligence, playfulness, and curiosity. And I know, Linda, that you are an amazing person. You have several irons in the fire at any given time. And you. Sorry, is everyone okay?
Yeah, someone's joking. Okay.
Yeah, I hear someone coughing.
I know, Linda, I've seen you produce, like you produce shows, you produce music, you're quite an amazing person. And so you're an example of how you can have you can hold many, many thoughts and aspirations at once and still be quite sane and be able to astral travel on top of it. So that's kind of cool. You really do.
Yeah.
Wow.
It does take practice, I think, years and years of pulling yourself back into the present moment and just holding it all and holding what you want and holding what serves you rather than the things that don't serve you. And I think that's
exactly
part of, Yeah, part of the trouble with the monkey mind is, again, it's that inner critic. And that's often picked up through childhood. Society can be a real wing ding and teach you some really awful competitive stuff, you know. And so you get that. But you can tell the difference because what Linda was describing makes you feel good. It makes you feel positive and it gives you energy. The other kind you're tired. In fact, you'll find yourself edging around depression if you let that other monkey mind take over, the constant criticism, the constant comparing, and you know, things like the definition of success being in a commodity kind of way, like are you making enough, are you keeping up with the Joneses, that stuff can drive you right around the bend.
Yes. Well, I have a little bit to add to that.
Oh,
about
yeah.
About the comparing and thinking you're not good enough. Okay, what I create for me, and if someone else enjoys it, I'm happy. If one other person enjoys it, I'm happy. If there are other people out there that don't think it's good enough, it doesn't live up to their standards, that's their problem, not mine.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. Absolutely. And it's a really... it's a real possession to have that kind of mindset, in especially today's world where, you know, no social media and, you know, the ability to attract trolls and haters and whatnot. They're everywhere. Oh, there's Elizabeth. Oh, okay. Sorry, we have Elizabeth, too. The whole gang is here. Wonderful. Yeah, no, that's brilliant, Linda. And as I say, you certainly set an example, you know, that can be followed. So you walk the talk, and it's beautiful. Jessica. Hi, Jessica.
Hi, guys. It's a beautiful, sunny day here in New Mexico in Albuquerque. Oh. So I'm outside for the show just because it's so nice. So I really hope we don't get any loud cars flying down the street.
No worries.
But, yeah, as far as the monkey mind, big topic. I mean, it's a loaded topic, and I identify with what you guys are saying too. When I first started on my, you know, spiritual path, and I tried and tried and tried to meditate and quiet the mind, but I just couldn't do it. So I learned that I'm an active meditator as well. Usually it's easier for me to clear my mind when I go on like a fast walk. It's just the way it works for me. I think it's the energy that moves. Moving the energy is something that works better for me than just, I can't sit. I just can't sit in one spot. So the monkey mind, it just keeps, you know, kind of can keep your mind going and going and going. Have you ever had those nights where you just can't shut your mind off and go to sleep? I used to have that a lot, but what has really helped for me is the Rose Method. Have you ever heard about that, the Rose Method?
No.
It's this method where it's just so super easy too, but it does work, where you imagine this rose and you focus on this rose in your mind, and it kind of cuts everything else out. And as you focus on this rose, you could just kind of burst it out of your imagination, and it kind of resets. I've noticed that it kind of resets my thinking in that way. It's called the Rose Method, where you can really focus on a rose and just focus on a rose. And to keep to stop the mind running and running and running, kind of imagine the rose just kind of disappearing or just, you know, blowing up in a way, I guess you could say. That sounds horrible, but
it's
just bursting the rose in your mind, and it kind of stops all that constant, you know, running in the background, mind, you know. And I found that's what worked for me. I really have been working pretty hard on that. Lately, it's been a little more difficult just with so much going on. There's so many distractions, and I think one of, and it's hard too, because I'd like to be able to be online and post things, but I don't like to spend a whole lot of time on the internet because it could be so distracting. Does anybody else feel that way? It's just so, so distracting.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So sometimes what I like to do to just go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, I was just going to say, especially when there's like political hot buttons going on in the world,
yes,
which is pretty much all the time. But it's hard not
right
to get upset and angry at, you know, watching a bunch of and well, you know what I mean. I'm not going to make a political thing.
Yeah.
But you're watching people who maybe shouldn't be running things, you know. And
yeah,
it's hard not
yeah
to get angry, you know, and want to kind of use yeah energy to stop them. But anyway, sorry, Jessica, carry on.
No, that's okay. So I've just really have been trying to stay off my phone. Do you know what I mean? Just off YouTube, off this, and it helps so much. It kind of brings me back into the now. I think about the Rose Method, and it helps every time. It just really does.
Yeah.
Brings me right back into the now. And it's difficult, but we have to, you know, redirect ourselves right back into the present, like so many times a day. Well, I
oh,
do.
Yeah. Reset, reset, mm-hmm, reset constantly. Yeah,
yeah.
The Rose Method,
yeah,
James von Prague, one of his moderators used to teach that very meditation, exploding
yes
the
yeah
rose, putting it all into that
yes
rose, and then boom, it works. It's a very cool method. There was another one.
Yeah, it is.
Linda, you might remember it, projecting like the Mind movies. Remember he talked about those?
Yes, and
mm-hmm,
I want to add to the rose, because there's more
yeah
you can do to that rose besides bring it to light. Use your mind to change the colors and the shapes of the petals, and that will give even more things to do with your mind to block more out.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really awesome. Yeah.
That's lovely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, there's the mind movie one, which you put yourself into a mental movie theater or whatever, you know, whatever that environment is for you,
mm-hmm,
but there's a big screen and you project your thoughts and your, you know, all that stuff, whatever is in your head, you project it onto the screen, and also your aspirations
mm-hmm
in order to manifest, you know. It's, yeah, I'm
so
just
like
following.
Looking for a new house. Yeah. For example, looking for a new house to move to. If you're looking for a new house, you can envision yourself going up to a house, make it the way you want it to look, actually going into the house and looking at each room, create each room in your mind the way you want it to look. That's an example of the mind move.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, fantastic. Now, Jane, you must have
yes
some thoughts on this subject.
I do. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm spot on with what everyone is saying. I don't know, maybe sometimes I want to pat myself on the back and say, like, a walking meditation is all I can do because I'm a creative soul, and, you know, you got to keep moving, or, you know, I can get stuck in the, you know, am I sitting in the right position? Have I been doing this longer than 2 minutes?
Yep.
You know, just, but I find also that I'm working at being really aware of my thought triggers. And so
yes
kind of like subjects, like, okay, I'm recycling this information. And is it going to benefit me, A, and B, what can I do right here and now? And, yeah, it's part of bringing myself back to the present. But for me, it's a layer of what feels good and what doesn't. And finally going, oh, you know, I really don't have to recycle, you know, that or that subject or that mess, or and allowing space to, I think, to be okay that my mind is always spinning and shifting and, you know, like there isn't so much of sitting still or being still in my thoughts, but I guess I'm also trying to accept that maybe that's okay and that's just me, right, you know, at least at this age and stage.
Oh, yeah, you're answering yourself with love, yeah. And that's so profound. Yeah.
Yeah,
I love what you said about recycling, Jane, because that's something, you know, you play, something horrible happens, right, and you play it over and over and over in your mind on a loop almost,
yeah.
And it can be quite maddening. Oh, yeah.
And draining,
well,
very
energy totally.
Draining.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, it's like a short circuit almost. You just like, I want to just read some of what Elizabeth in our chat room is saying. Sorry, Elizabeth, I don't know what's going on, but I can't seem to respond to you anymore. I don't know, Blog Talk's acting up or something. But anyway, Elizabeth talks about the only time she hasn't got monkey mind is when she's preparing for a role. Elizabeth is an actress, amongst other things. So when she's preparing for a role, acting and teaching, she doesn't have the monkey mind. And that's when you're focused, right? That's the cool thing. So she meditates daily, and it's not all negative, but the negative is worse when... Oh, yeah. Okay, so the negative for her is worse when after weeks of auditions, she doesn't get work. That's like constant rejection feeling. Writers go through it. Artists go through it. humans go through it. Elizabeth's the same. She doesn't really go online a whole lot except to check on friends, family, and do her online marketing work. So, yeah, but... Oh, yeah, and movies. Movies can be a meditation or listening to music, whatever, sound meditations and whatnot. I just want to, if anybody's listening rather than, because I think the Super Bowl is about to start on the West Coast. So if you do want to call in, though, 646-564-9868. And I'm going to go to this caller. We've got one caller. But they've been waiting patiently. We're going to bring them into the conversation. Hi, 212. You're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Sure. This is Bryn from New York City.
Hi, Bryn. I thought that
I
recognized your number. Welcome. How
yeah,
you doing?
You. Okay, not too bad. Thank you very much.
Yeah,
I'd just like to see what my guides want to say to me or any message or something I need to hear.
Sure. Okay. We just, as we're looking for the answers to your questions, I just want to ask you, Bryn, do you have any suggestions about how to tame the monkey mind when it's
yeah,
in a negative state?
Yeah, it's a good thing, because I was born in the year of the monkey, too. I'm a fire monkey, so.
Wow. Cool.
Yeah, because you're also an element, so you can be a water monkey, a metal monkey, an earth monkey, or a fire monkey, so you can find out your element. That adds a certain kind of element to the animal sign, and just to let you know. But anyway, so the monkey mind, oh boy, that's been with me for a long time. I do some of the things that you mentioned, like meditation, but for me, like when I'm running or when I do a run up 32 flights of stairs in the building that I live in, and I get into meditation, and I get out of my mind and into my body. So whenever I'm active, or maybe when I'm walking, I get out of my mind, or if I go in nature, I'm out of the mind. It'll stop the chatter. So I have a few ways that I've adopted, to sort of sublimate those conditions of the chatter, and so that's my input. But yeah, it's a daily process. You know, it's an ongoing thing, pretty much. Yeah.
Very cool, Brent. Yeah, thank you. I'm glad I asked. That's very cool. I'm going to start off, Bryn. This is Lynn, and the first thing that I got was. I saw a carousel, and the image of the carousel came in, and I looked it up. The symbolism of a carousel is closely connected to circles and wheels. The circle has always had magical properties. It is said to be the purest and most profound symbol in existence. It has no beginning and no end. So like wheels, carousels imply motion, cyclical, repetitive motion and ups and downs. And I'm also seeing, I'm seeing circles, like lots of circles, hoops, like rings, all these circle shapes and things. And I don't feel like it's a bad thing. I feel like you're going through something over and over again in the sense that the lesson is repeated until it's learned, but it's not not to be seen as a punishment. It's almost like training with weights on your ankles, right? You're being prepared for something, and that's what it feels like, and it feels like not a bad thing at all. So if you are going through something over and over again, don't attach to the outcome. Just let it roll and let the lesson come to you. It'll come very organically and naturally. Your intuitive mind is really, really sharp. So I can't remember the name of the character, but he says, stay strong, be brave, and wait for the signs. And that's kind of all you've got to do, mate. Yeah, carry on. Yeah. And let it roll. Let those lessons roll.
Well, thanks so much.
So go ahead, whoever's next. Oh, you're welcome. Yes.
Oh, I just had a question. I didn't hear Bren's question.
Oh, yeah.
Looking
for a message from Spirit.
Okay. Thank you. I'm sorry. I just didn't hear it at
first.
That's
okay. Yeah, that's fine.
Sure. I can go next if you want. Just Tony, Bren.
Beauty.
Are you thinking about somebody romantically or met somebody
I mean, romance has been coming into my mind. There's nobody I know yet, although it's funny, I get a visualization of a dark-haired woman with sort of olive skin that comes into my view every so often. And I've been thinking off and on, you know, about it or feeling it. Yeah.
Yeah, because that's what I'm getting. And I'm also getting it as a yes. So, So I think you're right about, or at least your guides are telling you that. That's what I got, the same thing.
Okay.
So maybe that'll help a little bit.
All right.
Kind
of
fun.
Nice. So confirmation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can go next. Let's see. Right when I heard your question, I am shuffling my deck, but what came to mind immediately is relationship.
Yeah.
So it's really validating, Tony, that you picked up on that as well. That's I feel that there is something coming into your life, like a sort of a relationship. That's really, that's just, it hit me just like that. So
I think
you may have something coming your way.
All right. Okay, thank you. That's a great message.
You're welcome.
Pretty timely. Yeah.
Well, this is Linda. Hi, Linda. I'm an earth monkey. I'm a Capricorn earth monkey.
Great.
What
I'm a monkey
for you.
Too. Look it up. I'm a monkey also. This is Tony. No wonder I have a massive monkey mind.
Well, what I saw for you is actually the Rocky movies where he runs up the top of the stairs and you hear, you know, the Eye of the Tiger and all that.
Right.
It's a message to me, to you, to celebrate your accomplishments. I don't think you put enough emphasis on what you do achieve in life.
That's true. Yeah. You're right.
So
that's
celebrate.
A very good message.
Celebrate.
Okay. Yeah, no, thank you for mentioning that. That's very relevant for sure. Yeah. Very relevant. Thanks.
Excellent. So, Marianne, are you picking anything up then?
Yeah. So, hi, Bren. So,
hi there.
What
how
I have. What I have for you is kind of the same thing, but basically what they're just saying is they're trying to help you clear out the space for this new relationship that's trying to come, but for some reason you're holding on to something in the past that you need to forgive so that you can hold space for something new.
All righty. I'll have to find out what that is. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
Oh. And we still have, and we have Jane. Yeah, Jane, you're still with us, right? Yeah, there she is.
Yes, yes. Okay, give me a sec to tune into your energy. I'm getting that, you know, your heart is definitely open and, like, you're ready. You're ready for the better, healthier relationship. I feel like maybe some of your guides or an angelic presence is asking you to, like, really maybe walk at a level of awareness. Maybe you haven't. Like, what might you be doing to block this or not allow this? At least for myself, sometimes if I'm not, like, accepting that, you know, like, hey, I deserve healthier, better relationships, that even though my thoughts don't go there, it's almost like a knee-jerk response to past history. And so moving, your angels and guides are just saying, just be aware if there are any levels that still need to be released so that movement into a healthier, that's the key, healthier romantic relationship can flow more easily to you.
Okay. Thank you so much. It's great guidance. Very good guidance.
You're welcome.
And that's amazing. And we also have something from Elizabeth in the chat room. So we have the whole team here today. I think the only person who's not on air is Sue Beckley. And so there's a whole bunch of us, but that's cool. We all work as a team here. So Elizabeth got a four of crystals. The crystal, like the mind, is composed of many different facets organized into a whole. The crystal and the mind have internal organization and inner logic, enabling you to put raw creative ideas into a logical pattern and structure. Organize ideas into a systematic order. Think logically and holistically. See relationships and classify. See the essential and prioritize. Allow your intelligence to judge and evaluate. Use your reason and intellect to make decisions. Pretty cool.
That's your path.
That's
great. That's what he's doing. I think you're on the right path.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, all right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, everybody. I appreciate your input and your guidance.
Yeah.
It's very valuable stuff for me today. I appreciate
it. It's always lovely to hear from you, Bryn. You feel like a part of the family. So thank you for calling.
All right. Take care.
Yes,
have a good one.
Yeah.
Bye.
Take care.
Bye now.
Have a beautiful Sunday.
Same to you.
Bye-bye.
Happy Valentine's Day. Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Yes. Love and light. Love. Okay. All right. Our next caller.
Mm-hmm. Oh, hi.
630. Hi. You're on the air. Could we get your name, please?
Sure. My name is Dion.
Hi there. Welcome to the show. And did you have any thoughts on the monkey mind that you'd like to share?
You mean, like, just because it's inheritance and, like, I don't know if it's ego, but it's, like, inherited, right?
The monkey mind?
Yeah.
Oh, I think, you know, things like anxiety can be a generational trauma that's passed down amongst people. You can pick it up from hanging around toxic people that, you know, you can get it from just being in the world, you know. There's a lot of
fight or
all
flight, right?
Absolutely, yeah. But as Linda was pointing out, you can have a good kind of monkey mind, get your monkeys in a row sort of thing, and have have the good energy, the good thoughts, the things you'd love to do, what you want, you know, manifesting really what you want for your life and getting rid of the old icky stuff that doesn't serve you. So, but anyway, Dion, did you have a question you'd like us to look at today?
Okay. So I would like to take a trip to a certain part of Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm working on a contract, just manifesting it.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to just go down there because I feel like that's where I want to live, but I'm too chicken to just pack up everything up and move. I just want to, like, test drive it first. But, yeah, that's really what I'm, like, in the next, like, 2 to 3 weeks.
Hmm. So is the problem that this is something you want to do, but you cannot bring yourself to do it because of fear? Fear keeps you making
the finances.
Ah, okay.
Opening up to being able to receive that assistance, however it needs to come to me, but...
Yep, absolutely. Mm-hmm. It doesn't really matter what it is you're trying to manifest. Like if it's money or courage or anything that you need, you know, to fulfill. But you if you had the means, you'd pack up the dog and head to Florida. What did you think?
Tomorrow.
Okay. So it's not really fear of the trip. It's just not being able to do it because, you know, we are the only animals who have to pay to live on the planet. And I've always found that quite absurd. But we do have to, like, work within that system to some extent, right?
It doesn't bother me to pay bills or to pay for things, like to pass the energy around. I'm all for it. I love to pay bills. I love to spend the money around. I love to put it back out into the economy. Just, am I resisting having it even come to me because playing like I'm broke role or something? I would like to move out of that poverty mindset into like unlimited abundance and prosperity.
Yeah.
Yeah. If anybody wants to jump in here, like, go right ahead, because I can feel an energy around this question. Yeah,
I can feel an energy around this question, too. And I think we've all been there. And, you know, we sometimes, you know, I just wanted to start off by saying that you're not alone. You know, we could all fall into that poverty mindset, you know, some point in life and stuff. And I think it's just important for you to remember to step into your complete power and abundance and worth and value. And as you're manifesting, and try your very best to just hold that as a vision. Hold that and allow it to just kind of flow to you in a way. But I always figured the best way to do it is to just completely and fully step into your power. And it's, yeah, that's, you know, just a little bit of advice there, because we can all find ourselves in you know, the poverty mindset at one, you know, one time or another.
Yeah. Okay. I can tweak it. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Jessica. That was really good. And you're right, like, we've all kind of been there. Anyone else want to pop in, or do you want me to go ahead?
Yeah, this is Linda.
Mm-hmm.
This is Linda. I got a very strong vision of something she can do to help.
Okay,
it's called Living Dream. What you're doing is maybe you're right there in your home, but go on to watch travel videos of the places you want to go in Florida. Watch road trips of Florida. Make like you are actually in the video doing this. It's called Living the Dream, and it kind of brings the energy in close to you because it plants it in your conscious and subconscious mind and helps you to manifest what you want to get there.
Love
okay.
that. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that makes sense. And It's visualizing it and making it your whole life full of the full of it, full of exactly what you want. So there's no room for any negativity if you fill it up with the living the dream. That's really good. This is Lynn Dion, and I wanted to just the thing I wrote down was examine the sticky messages. And what I think is meant by that is all the stuff that is maybe not true, but is in your mind in a subconscious way as being true. For example, if you're stuck in a poverty mindset, you might have an internalized the message that you don't deserve it, or having lots of money is wicked, or whatever the message may be. So go back. I don't know if you've ever heard of an exercise called soul retrieval. And it's kind of like going back and tweaking the things that kind of got off track at certain times in your road trip on Earth here. So look up when you get a chance, just online, soul retrieval. There's a lot of stuff on YouTube and, you know, things you can do. And it is kind of a meditation you can do. But figure out what messages you've internalized that certainly don't serve you anymore. And you'd be surprised at some of the beliefs that are in our minds keeping us from going forward. And the other thing, too, that comes in sometimes, and I get it for myself a lot when I'm, you know, causing problems that I don't, or, you know, standing in our own light as we do. There's a scene from The Wizard of Oz where they're climbing up this rock face and the lion goes, "Somebody pulled my tail." And the scarecrow goes, "You're doing it yourself." I get that image when I'm standing in my own light or blocking my own desires. And I just feel like go deep, have a look. And it could be some societal message. It could be something you heard growing up or something someone told you all the time. But I also wanted to just add too, there's a lovely little prayer. And whether you pray religiously or pray in a spiritual way, this prayer is a wonderful little mantra. And it's called the Prosperity Prayer. I will post it on the Enter the Light page, but you can just look it up. Just type in the Prosperity Prayer. I have used it. And I don't know if it's magic or if just a coincidence, but boy, things started to turn around when I started to recite this to myself and give it a try. Just look it up. It's online. I found it. So, and I will put it on the Enter the Light page. So who has not gone yet? Tony?
I have.
Okay.
Yeah. So
go for it.
I agree with Lynn, Dion, 100%. So, because the card I got was happiness manifested. So I got, this is a two-part thing that I got. So I got the happiness all around me and I acknowledge its presence with a grateful heart. I look for happiness and because I seek it, I think Jessica was saying the same thing, that I know that happiness is also seeking me. So you need to just stay on that positive track that you deserve this. Now, the other thing I've gotten was the number 36. So this could be a way, and I think this might be in your future, somehow or something that you're going to need to help with in Florida, and you could go as a humanitarian. So you might want to look at that, at seeing if the area that you want to go to, was it affected by the floods? Was it affected by the weather, the hurricane last? Something where they need some humanitarian help. So it might be a way for you and your dog to be able to go there and, you know, have a place to stay and you'll get paid. So I don't know. That's just what I got. So maybe look again at the number 36 because that's what I got. That was your angel number. And that might help.
Nice.
Awesome. Great idea. Very good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a number of manifestation for sure.
Yeah,
it really is.
Yeah,
says using your imagination and intellect to bring about the desired results. That's if that isn't like a direct message for you, that's just crazy.
Yeah, excellent. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
This is Jane. I wanted to put in or share. with the caller that I had done a road trip. I mean, I covered from Washington State all the way to Florida, and it was me and my dog. And phenomenal. And, you know, part of it was the practical items. You know, okay, when will I have to stop for gas? What food can I bring with, and, you know, like in the car? So there's, again, the practical items. And then there's the goal. Are you, you know, and kind of referring to what Lynn and everyone has said about manifesting. You want to be in Florida. Hold that in your heart, and allow a space for, like, coming across the town or a population or something that says, oh, this might be worth considering, or stopping in and talking to people at the diner and just see what calls to you and allow for that.
Wow, excellent.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah.
And Marianne, did you have anything to put on the table on this one?
So what I got is to have you look for some helpful people. So where I was pointed to was in therapy. I don't know if you're familiar with therapy, if you've been to therapy, or you'd be interested in it, but they can give you tools to help you with that, the poverty mindset and what to do and how to work with it so that you don't have to have it keep coming up and being an issue, because they can go back through and find out where that came from and then help you remove it. There's stuff called EMDR, which is fabulous. It's absolutely fantastic to help people with their brain. It removes memories and trauma from one part of the brain to the other part so that it can be gone through and gotten rid of. It's amazing stuff. So that's a really good option, too.
Okay, I might have the sound.
You emailed
a copy of the show to me, but I took notes, too. Thank you very much. I really appreciate it. That was very helpful.
Yeah.
Good.
I mean, it's going to happen for you, Dion. It's going to happen for you. So, I mean, you know, we're not crystal ball type psychics, so we can't say when or how or where. And you know, you're in charge of your own destiny, so I think you can make it happen for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we'll look forward. We'll look forward to hearing from you again from a Florida area code.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Very cool.
Thank you so much.
Oh,
you're
thanks
welcome.
For calling in. That was wonderful, Dion. And we will talk to you again, I hope.
Yeah,
okay,
that was
thank
awesome.
You.
Yeah.
Loved it.
Happy manifesting. Yeah. Love and light. Okay. We're going to move on to our next caller. 434, you're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
My name's Khalil. I'm calling from Charlottesville, Virginia.
Hi, Khalil. Oh. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you.
So did you have any thoughts you'd like to add on the monkey mind?
No, I was wondering if I could ask a psychic question.
Certainly.
Sure.
Absolutely. What's on your mind?
I'm going on a trip in August 2023, and I'm wondering if I'm going on a coach bus to somewhere I've never been before, like if Charlottesville Parks and Rec is joining a school group on coach bus. It was supposed to happen a long time ago, but it never happened.
So you're wondering if this trip is going to happen? I'm sorry, I didn't quite follow the...
Yeah.
If I'm going on a coach bus to a place I've never been before with a school group, because that was supposed to happen in New York, but it never happened.
Ah. So whether this trip is going to actually take place, has it been canceled? Like, oh, it is.
Well, the trip, the overnight trip to New York was canceled a long time ago, and I was wondering if they're doing another trip like that with the school group in August.
Right.
Because I know, like, I like going on coach buses. I've never been before.
Tony, go ahead. Have you got something coming in?
Yeah, I got John to ask about the trip to New York. Is that what you wanted to know? If it was happening and you're going?
If I'm going on a trip, like on a coach bus with a school group that I've, and I'm going to a new place.
Yeah.
Oh, a new place.
In August.
Yeah. I don't know. Let me see. A new place.
So, hi, Khalil. Go ahead. Who's got, is that Jessica?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just going to jump in there and say
do.
That.
Yes, jump right in.
I did get from Spirit that this is a potential for you, that this is a large potential.
Okay.
Without saying, yes, it's happening.
Yeah.
When here or there. And, yeah, it's just, yeah, it's definitely a high potential.
Okay.
I get high potential, too. I love that word.
Yeah.
I got a high potential also. High potential, wow.
Well, this is Linda. This is Linda, and I'm being told to be flexible. Don't count on anything, but allow it to happen if it does. Always have an alternate plan. A general always has an alternate plan. If you don't get to go in August, have something else you want to be doing that will be just as fulfilling.
Wow.
Thank you.
Excellent. Who's next on that? I was just reading Elizabeth is having trouble in the chat room as well, so not to worry. Okay, so go ahead. Who's Jane, have you got a thought on this?
There's a congestion within the caller, and I'm not getting any clarity about what the congestion is. I think going back to what each of you has said, and coming up with a backup plan, that's always good. Or my experiences, I can usually manifest what I'm aiming for if I already have a backup plan. So it's kind of like a security blanket. And but I love that, Linda put in, come up with an alternative plan. So it ends up being a win-win.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's possible. So who have we not heard from? Marianne? Did you have any?
Yeah, I didn't get anything different than what everybody else did, is that it's a possibility. So that's the only thing I've got too.
Yeah.
So
I
know.
Go ahead. See,
my confusion is that I think it's New York. I don't think it's a different place that you're going to. I think that's why there's a message coming through, because I feel it's the same. I don't know if you were asking, are you going to a different place than other than New York than the planned trip? Because I got a strong, highly positive message that New York is going to come through in August.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
A trip up the coast.
Yeah. I didn't get any. I think because of you wanting to maybe possibly being somewhere else. I think the backup plan would probably, might be New York. I'm not sure. I'm kind of confused, but I did get a yes on it, which is highly potential, like what Jessica says, that it might be happening. I don't know. But I don't have a crystal ball. So I wish I did. Because I wouldn't be sitting here. I'd have the lottery. I would have won the lottery that I just played and lost.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, and Elizabeth got her message through here, and so she got for you the Three of Hearts, very positive for success for a creative journey. Now, I think that's for you. I hope so. Could be for Dion as well, but either way, I think it's a good thing. And, I'm going to agree, Khalil, that I think yes, but if there's somebody in the management of these trips that is not very competent, let's say, just keep your eye out for, if things keep getting canceled, like if you're set up to expect it and then boom,
check the sort of management team and see who is not maybe pulling their weight or maybe not thinking or whatever. But it feels like somebody's dropping the ball along the way. I'm not sure who that is, but you might know, you know, in the team. But the message is for you. So that's the Three of Hearts. You can look that up further just in the tarot. It's a positive thing. So it looks like a yes from Elizabeth in the chat room. And I think it's going to happen, but, you know, maybe get involved with the planning or something if you can. Sounds like it needs a snip here and a pull here to correct things going off the rails a little bit. But I think, yes, it's going to happen. But look out for unnecessary complications and see if you can help fix that stuff. Yeah. So we have good. I hope that helped. And I hope we didn't miss anyone on the team. I'm getting a little bit lost, but it's fine. It's a good kind of lost. If you're not confused, you're not paying attention. Good. Okay. Excellent.
You did good.
Excellent. Okay. Yeah. Well, so I hope that helped, Khalil. And, call back anytime and let us know how it goes.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Have a beautiful Sunday.
You too.
Thank you. I noticed that we still have Dion on in our chat. She's still on hold. So I found that prosperity prayer. If nobody minds, I'd just like to read it.
Sure.
So address it to whatever voice you answer to or hear in your heart. But I surrender my financial affairs and concerns about money to your divine care and love. I ask that you remove my worries, anxieties, and fears about money and replace them with faith. I know and trust that my debts will be paid and money will flow into my life. I have only to look to nature to see proof of the abundance you provide. I release all negative thoughts about money and know that prosperity is my true state. I commit to being grateful for all that I have in my life. I learn to manage my finances wisely, seeking help where needed. And finally, I ask you to help me understand my purpose in life and to act on that purpose with courage and strength. I know that prosperity will come in part by doing the work I love. Please help me use my skills and knowledge to be of service in the world. Thank you. You can... So, isn't that beautiful? Now, you can find that if you type in Prosperity Prayer Redux. And Redux. And the author is Lynn Robinson. So look that up. And that's one of the best prayers, meditations, whatever you want to call it or use it as. It just seems to work. We have a new person has joined us in the chat room, and they're looking for the Violet Flame Prayer. And that's I'd love to talk about that if you guys want to it's okay. Whoever's experienced and knows what I'm talking about, go for it. I'm going to see if I can find that Violet Flame Prayer. There's a few of them. St. Germain's.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know about it. That's good.
Oh, yeah, you'll love this, Tony. It's magical.
Yeah. Good.
Violet Flame. So the Violet, let's see if we can find a definition that makes sense. I do love autocorrect. Like, it takes a perfectly... good word, turns it into something nonsensical. What the heck? Okay.
I know. I just did the same thing, and
Okay. It's okay. How do we explain it? Linda, are you any good at explaining this one? It's kind of like it's an energy we're describing, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Here's a good one. All right. The Violet Flame. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm having a very slow internet
well,
here.
Keep in mind that violet actually pertains to the crown chakra.
Yes, mm. absolutely. So that
that's
is,
where you asked her from.
That's right. You're quite right. Thank you. This is why I ask you these things. This is great. Okay, this is a pretty good definition. The violet flame is an incredibly powerful energy, able to transmute dense lower energies. It brings healing, cleansing, purifying, restorative energy into this world and into your life. So I actually personally describe it as a really good garburator. It's a good place to take the garbage that is just not serving you and is maybe causing monkey mind vibrations, but you can take all that. You can just use the violet flame to release all that stuff. It's like a really good sort of compost heap for the energies that you don't want. Anybody else want to like give this a go?
Well, I just want to I just want to add one more thing. You can also envision with the flame that you're actually burning out all those bad energies, destroying them for good.
Yes, yes, absolutely. Thank you because that's really that's an important way to put it, because it does disperse them, like they don't come back. You can't like pull them back in. They're gone, and so flame.
They're gone.
That's why we use flame. I mean, we'll always get more, right? Because we live in the physical world. There's always going to be more stuff you got to deal with. But
I go take my garbage out every week. So yeah.
Well, that's true, isn't it? And every day you got to deal with stuff. So you reset. But it's a wonderful way to deal with that stuff. So now. You want to, so for a healer medium in the chat room, I think what you're looking through for is the St. Germain's prayer. I'm pretty sure if I'm not, and anybody jump in, correct me if I'm wrong here, because I am certainly no scholar of this, but I do know some stuff. Crystal, St. Germain. Saint Germain, I can't see anything just grabbable here, but there's something on YouTube. Okay, so check it out. The powerful, it's a meditation with Saint Germain, and see if you can find that.
Yeah,
I think
about
it would
abuse of children or something. Look down from heaven and intercede for the many abused children in our world. Is that part of it?
That's certainly one application, you know, of it.
Yeah,
but,
I think that's the Catholic one, probably. That's probably the Catholic prayer.
Yeah. It's so funny because there should be something. Here we go. Mm-hmm. I think I've got something. There's so much. The internet gives you almost too many choices, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, if I could find just the words we're looking for, but it doesn't seem to be popping up. Anyway, I'll keep checking, and if we find anything. Oh, hi, Christiana in the chat room. Yeah, she's talking about the Catholic prayers to the saints, you know, and if that's...
Yeah.
This one started, I am the... Ah, okay, that's good. Okay, we're just sorry. This is terrible. It's like watching paint dry as somebody's, looking for stuff on the internet on the radio. It's like, yeah, it's okay. I'm a mime doing my mime on.
I think it just has to do with healing, healing. It's a healing card or healing saint or patron, right?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, so we talked about the I am. Okay, this is, I'm not finding it, and I really want to, because I know there is actually sort of a little kind of a mantra, but I'm not finding it. So I don't want to, we'll keep looking. We will keep looking.
Okay.
And before what's that?
One of the things I found, there is no religion higher than truth.
Oh, yes.
Also, he was an alchemist, along with being an inventor, pianist, adventurer, courtier, violinist, and amateur composer.
Wow.
So that's interesting. He brings all of those facets into who he was. Music is a very high spiritual vibration.
Absolutely, it does. Okay. Flame of transmutation. It's funny. Well, we'll find it. And if I do find it, I will absolutely post it on the Enter the Light Facebook page. You know, usually it's like, you know, you think about something you're looking for an answer for, and you'll generally get it at 2 in the morning when there's no one around to tell it to.
Of course.
So we'll find it. We'll find it.
Always.
Yeah, it is there. But we will find it. And even next week when we're on, we'll, if we can find it, we'll put it on there. Oh, no problem, healer medium. Yes, Christiana, I'm just going to take, we're going to get to a question with Christiana in the chat room. I'm just going to take one more caller in the queue here.
Yeah.
651, you're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Hi, this is Christiana.
Oh, well, and in that case, yes, darling, you can have you could certainly ask a question.
Okay.
That's okay. No, it's great. This is proof you can be in two places at once, which is very cool.
Yes. It's cool.
So my question is about I've been asking about, I've been told that I have, like, fairies that are starting to come visit me, and I'm wondering if that, you know, is still the case, or is it somebody else that's visiting me at night?
Elemental.
And who was the first one?
They said fairies.
Fairies.
Yeah.
So yeah, elemental
my pendulum
beings.
Is like,
yeah, elemental.
My pendulum is swinging really high, so for a yes, but I don't know who it is. Hold on. Go ahead. I don't know yet.
This is Jane, and I have been told that I am part of the fairy realm, so I resonate really strongly with the presence of fairies. And Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, he was way back, wrote books about the blue fairy and fairies. So, you know, it's part of the sacredness, I think, that's always been present, and I choose not to see, and a lot of people have experiences with fairies as sort of mischief makers. I don't know, and I can't go there. Just like, that's not my fairy nature, and I tend to count on the fairy realm more for guidance pertaining to love on any level, for myself, for others, for, you know, romance, just invite, and they I'm told that the fairies like to be invited to help you. They are very conscious of free will. So if you just, you know, kind of put out a message like, yeah, you know, come on over. They, with your permission, they tend to be more present and will give you more signs that you can recognize that they are being present.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Well, this is Linda. Christiana, has recently a female passed that you knew of or your family's known?
Yeah,
it's that female that's visiting you. Because I asked if it was a grandmother, and they said no, but it was a female, and I asked in your family, and they said yes, that recently passed. So That's what
okay,
I got.
That
it's,
would,
I don't think
that
it's just Sherry.
Mm-hmm. That
is
my
aunt?
Octagon.
Yep, it's your aunt. Yes. That's who I got because I got aunt because I specifically asked grandmother and they said no. And then I was like, it's a female. So she's visiting you. So you might want to talk to her.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's her. I didn't feel.
Well,
I think that you do have fairies coming, but I didn't feel that this new one that you were feeling was that. So the energy I'm getting is the female in your family that recently passed.
Okay. Is she the chattery one? Must be a chatterbox.
Very chattery. Yes. And she misses you. Yeah. She wants to talk. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
In addition, this is Linda.
And Linda
spirit
can tell you this.
In any form, dragonflies, butterflies, fairies, all of that. And usually what my experience has been is they're trying to give you a symbol of what they want you to do in your life. I feel like this particular fairy is trying to tell you to be more playful, more free, more open with what you do during the day, not be so serious and bogged down in, you know, what has to be done, but to allow your spirit, your free part of your spirit, to play and enjoy. So, yeah, I'd give a talk with your aunt, see what's going on, what she's doing for you.
Yeah.
Okay, I will.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who's next?
I could just validate that yes, she's definitely getting visits, but I wasn't picking up on who. So definitely happening. I it wasn't clear for me on who.
Yeah. Thank you.
Must be a motorcycle going by.
Yeah.
Okay. So we have Elizabeth in the chat room. She got the Judgment card XX. It's the three little pigs and the wolf is on your. Oh, it's the three little pigs and the wolf is on your roof. Maybe it's someone you feel is that she may be judging you. So this visitor, the auntie. So was she a bit judgmental? Do you remember, Christiana?
Not really. I mean, I don't know if she really was. Because
yeah.
I haven't had contact with her in so many years.
Yeah.
And from what I remember as a kid, she's just very, she has like a very sensual kind of vibe about her.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I remember about her. And a good sense of humor.
Yeah. And playful. I feel she was playful, right? Like what?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think that, yeah. I don't see, judging. But it could be somebody else that she's protecting you from judging. That Elizabeth was saying. Yeah, because I think I think that's why she's there. So I don't know if somebody else is trying to come in there, but I think she's there like everybody else was saying, for her protection and to lighten up and have a good time and not worry about whatever's going on to bother you. So
mm-hmm.
It's a good thing that I feel that she's there for sure.
Yeah. I do remember
somebody
I did an art show with. And this person has elementals attached to her. And I hadn't really heard much about it before. But when I met this person, you could feel these little energies around. So I have no doubt that we have, you know, all kinds of phylum that spirit uses to get, you know, in connection with the physical plane. But I've heard that in Iceland, it's full of portals, like crazily. So if you go to Iceland, you're going to connect with the fairy folk and all the other elementals that are around. Okay, and Elizabeth's adding from the chat room, exactly, Tony, maybe she is protecting her from the big bad wolf. Oh, I love that. So this energy that's coming around you. And I don't think they care whether you call them fairies or, you know,
right.
The names are for our benefit, right? So it's you can call them whatever. It doesn't change the essential nature of what they are. But, I think it feels right that it's a protective energy for you.
The funny thing about Christiana, I feel that you're right, Lynn. She does have a lot of elements attached to her. I mean, when she was on our show or whenever I see her picture, I see all I see is like fairy dust and fairies and beautiful elements. I mean, I feel that she's like, you know, she reminds me of a pixie herself. I mean, that's what I always see when she comes on. Or so it's not foreign that she should be feeling all of these. I mean, this is like right on for her, I feel like.
She's simply connecting with her tribe.
That's cool.
And that's so cool. And the tribe's connecting with her. That's lovely. Yeah. Yeah, I agree, Christiana, because you do have it's described as the incredible lightness of being. I think it used to be the unbearable, but there's a lightness to your being that I think, and I know, Christiana, you've always been called to that light, like it's your own light, and you're finding your way to it. But it's hard for people, it's hard for the sort of spiritual humans to live in this world because there's so many, I forget, Hamlet put it really well, the thousand natural shocks that flesh is heir to. Like you can just go out your front door and like, bam, the world gets you. And it's hard to have that lightness of being, but keep going towards it, Christiana, because you are there and you will continue to get there more. You know, you're making your own world. Mm-hmm. Beautiful, Christiana.
Okay.
Keep shining. From Elizabeth. Yeah.
Okay.
So,
well, thank you, everybody.
You're very welcome.
You're welcome.
And keep sharing your experiences because, you know, I think you're just being guided to where you're meant to be, you know? So keep on going. Keep shining, as Elizabeth says. That's beautiful.
Okay. Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome, love. Okay. Well, that's beautiful. Where are we here? Okay. So I think we have to... Oops. I'm sorry. I'm messing around on the call board here. And sorry. Okay.
Super Bowl time.
Super Bowl time. Yeah. So you guys... Well, you know, as we say, it's one of the high holidays in the U.S. And, you know, you can make all kinds of fabulous munchies and stuff like that. And actually, you know what? I have that puppy bowl. If you're not a football fan, you can watch the puppy bowl. And, you know,
I love the puppy bowl.
Yeah, absolutely. Wonderful. Okay, I want to just go around the circle and let everyone sort of say how you can be found. And whatever else you want to add, just Tony, I'm going to start with you, hon.
Yeah. So I'm on Enter the Light, and I'm also on the Sacred Embers page. And then I also have my own Facebook page, Tony Jorgensen. And I do have a website, which is on my Facebook page, if you want to. The best way to get me is to message me, though, right now.
Perfect.
And it's Tony Jorgensen. Thank you.
Excellent. So, Linda, how can people find you? Oh, I know, but I'm going to let you tell them. Not Twitter.
Okay. Well, you can find me at AISXQ.com if you're just looking for some entertainment and uplifting fun and laughs. And that feeds back to my Spreaker channel, which is Linda Irwin on Spreaker. And you can find me on YouTube, Linda Irwin. I'm the one with the smiley yellow happy face with the headphones.
Cool. So, Jane, how can people find you?
Well, right now, and thank you for asking, I can be contacted through my email. Trusting that what I receive and what I put out, you know, will complete a type of sacredness. So the email is phoenixrising08@yahoo, and just you know, that's me. I'm the phoenix. I am rising up from the ashes. So I really resonate with that image. So it's phoenixrising08 jessica.08@yahoo. Thank you.
Excellent. Oh, Jessica, how about you?
Yes, ma'am. My name is Jessica Marie Tatro. You can find me under that name on Facebook. And we also have a Facebook group called Jaden's Way Speaks with Heaven, where I work with my son in spirit. And, of course, on the Sacred Embers website page as well.
Excellent. Okay. And Marianne, short but sweet, but how can we find you?
I am just on Sacred Embers, and then Marianne Adams on Facebook.
Perfect. Okay. Yeah. And Elizabeth, yeah, you can find Elizabeth. Very cool. Okay, so we can find Elizabeth. She's dropped out and dropped in at www.elizabethdonofrio.com. And you can also, she's got a new movie coming out, Romantic Rewrite, on, what's the GAC cable? Does anyone know? I don't know. Okay.
GMC?
GAC, yeah.
Oh, GAC.
Great,
okay.
American Channel, maybe? I don't know. anyway, no, it's cool. Romantic Rewrite is the movie. So way to go, Elizabeth. That's really great. And she's also talking about Great American Channel. See, all right. Are there prizes for guessing? I don't know. So, and, yeah, Elizabeth mentioned, you know, the commercials and the halftime show. There's something for everyone in that. Yeah, but you know what? If they're going to play football rather than going to war, that's great. You know, get it all out in the game. That's fine.
Yeah.
Christiana's saying, who's the one who just mentioned when they see my picture? Oh, that's Tony. Okay, yeah, Tony sees fairy dust and elementals. Yeah, Tony sees that. So very cool. Okay, yeah. So I'm Lynn Bleasdale. You can find me at lbleasdale.wixsite.com/Lynn. And you can find all of us. Most of us, I think, are on Facebook. And we are at sacredembershow.wixsite.com/love. I don't think Linda and Jane are on there, but we can certainly get messages to them if you go through that. And, we have the Sacred Embers Facebook page and the Enter the Light Facebook page. You can contact us through that. And just to mention to the other shows, we have Bridging the Gap Between Science and Spirituality with Catherine Peoples and Love and Light Elizabeth. And she's on Monday nights at 9:30 Eastern, and that's 6:30 Pacific. Wednesday nights, we have Angel Answers, and that is Jandrake Bakke, DC Love, Liz Pfister, and Mary Hernandez. And I think that's all the team. I hope I'm not missing anyone. But anyway, they're on at 7 o'clock Eastern Wednesday nights, and that's 4 o'clock Pacific. So anyway, catch them if you want to catch a reading or some spiritual topics. Woo! You guys, it was so lovely to have you all. Thank you for coming by, and Linda and
Jane.
Thank
you for facilitating, Lynn. I really appreciate, because I know it takes some coordination.
Well, that's okay. I trip over my words sometimes, but I think we all get the message out to the best of our abilities. But
exactly.
Enjoy the tequila and donuts that we always put out in the virtual green room, and fall by any
coffee and coffee cake.
Coffee and coffee cake, and yeah, for those who don't drink tequila, but you're welcome to drop by and fall by anytime. We love having you around, and thanks to all our callers. Thank you to the listeners, and just thank you. Is anybody rooting for any teams at all, or are you all just like football?
Yeah, prettiest colors.
None of my
team has the prettiest colors.
Yeah.
Maybe Patrick. Maybe
Patrick Mahomes. I like him.
Oh, right.
What is that? I don't even know what team he plays for. Isn't that funny?
I don't know.
I'm rooting for the ball.
Oh, there you go. That's funny.
Poor thing. Well, it takes a lot of abuse.
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah. Feels like an empath in the world. It's like I'm the football. Yeah. Okay, you guys. Lovely. Have a beautiful Sunday, and we'll catch you next week. I can't remember whose turn it is to pick the topic, but we'll be back with another topic.
Linda.
Is it? Okay.
I think so. We're going around again.
All right. Well, we'll put you on the spot, kid. There we go.
Yeah.
Oh, love and light, you guys. Have a wonderful
okay.
week, and we'll see
Thanks
you next
so much.
Sunday.
Blessings.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They're like much more. Myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.